Oh, it's Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. It's a time when opposites are brought together. You have the high, elevated aspect of Christmas.
As it says in Scripture, behold him, behold, be and hold, to be or exist, and to hold or to have, that which we are and that which we possess, brought together as one, behold.
And then there's the low carnal aspect.
More beef for me dogs. Slice me off a big hunk of that beef and put it on me truncheon.
Oh, don't you order me around, you brute.
Bring us a pint of ale, you saucy wench.
Don't you wench me, you filthy. That's what you want coming to you, it is.
I'll speak up, man. Don't mumble.
Get those filthy dogs off me table.
Why, these dogs ain't no filthier than I am.
For me, Christmas always begins with my annual Christmas cold. Every year I get sick. It's starting right now. Get congested. Have a hacking cough. Sounds like I got tuberculosis. Maybe I do. And Dr. Uspenskaya comes to the house, makes house calls.
There is a deathly pallor. Your eyes are dark, your skin is clammy. I believe you will die before morning.
And I don't die, and that makes me feel better. And so by Christmas, I'm happy. It's called establishing a baseline, people. What makes you happy is to feel better than you did before. So you want to start out low. You see what I mean? And that's why we live in Minnesota, after all. It's the blizzard hits, and you can't go anywhere, and the car is stuck, and 10 below zero. The furnace goes out, and the house is freezing.
Wait, what are you doing?
I'm cutting up the dining room table for firewood.
What?
Here in Minnesota, adversity exhilarates us. Depression is our inspiration. We used to have a dog who every year would eat the fruitcake.
No.
What happened here?
Rex ate the fruitcake.
What?
The fruitcake Aunt Joan sent us.
Oh, dear. It's too bad, but somehow it made us feel better. It made the dog sick. But it made us feel better to see the dog get sick. It's odd, but it's just is how it was. The one year that we went to Hawaii for Christmas, it was beautiful, and it was utterly depressing.
It's beautiful.
Right.
Yeah. Sand and sea and blue sky. It's like a picture.
Right.
Yeah. A beautiful picture.
You want to go for a walk?
No.
Yeah, neither do I.
I wonder what they're doing back in St. Paul.
They got 10 inches of snow last night.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Now?
Let's go.
Yeah, but we still have a week left on the rental. Let's go.
It's a basic fact of human life, people. You know this. The Cratchits were happier when they were poor. And in the sequel that Charles Dickens wrote, his sequel to A Christmas Carol, called Cratchit and Sons, they had to endure prosperity, which was worse.
Well, Mrs. Cratchit, that is a nice fine goose you've cooked.
Thank you.
And that pudding. My, you have outdone yourself, my love.
Tell Tiny Tim to get his feet off the table.
Oh, go take a pill.
Hey.
Get off me back. I hate you both.
No.
You know, you're not so tiny anymore, Tim.
Right.
Why do you keep holding that little crutch around? Mm-hmm. You can walk now. That operation made you all better.
No, your father's right, dear.
Yeah. Oh, leave me alone.
I used to be good as gold, you did. It's now you're a royal pain in the wazoo, is what, Tiny Tim?
Oh, go stuff in your ears.
What happened to us Cratchits? We were happier when Mr. Scrooge was a skinflint, we were. We were happier when life was harder for us.
There's the irony, you see. We were happier when we weren't so happy. Herman Melville wrote a sequel to Moby Dick. It was called Go Be Quick, in which Ishmael has rescued Ahab from the whale. They're rich from the royalties. They live in a mansion on Beacon Hill in Boston.
had a dream last night. I was on the Pequod, and we were going after a polar bear.
Yep, I miss those days.
Well, I do too, Ish. And if it wasn't for having to look after the mansion and look after my stock portfolio, I'd be tempted to go to sea.
Aye, you were a good Captain Abbey. And your first mate, Starbucks?
Oh, he went into the coffee business, he did.
Rich and miserable, just like us.
I remember when Scott Fitzgerald and I, we used to take the train back from Princeton. We get off at the Union Depot here in St. Paul, waiting for my parents to come in the Model T and pick us up. He lived up on Summit, I lived on Laurel.
So, you get invited to the Ordway's Christmas party?
What, me? No.
Did you?
No, are you kidding?
I thought you knew the Ordways.
Used to shovel their sidewalk, that's all.
Oh. So, what will you do for Christmas?
Oh, same thing I always do, Scott. Be borne back ceaselessly into the past, like boats against the current, while I stare at the green light at the end of the block, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to work on my novel, This Side of Paradise, and it'll be enormously successful. And
I'll
marry Zelda, of course. We'll go live in New York and be happy, happy, happy.
I hope you don't do that, Scott.
Why not?
Because it'll ruin you.
What?
It'll ruin you. Just stay in St. Paul, get a good steady job in radio. Radio.
Radio?
It's coming in. It's going to be big.
Radio.
Really. There'll be jobs for young men like you and me, jobs with health benefits and pension plans.
Not for me. No, I want to be rich and famous and go to Paris and hang out with Hemingway.
Scott, you're a Minnesotan. Success can only make you unhappy.
Yeah,
really.
Well, we'll see about that.
It doesn't work. And so we didn't find out about that. And that's why we build this ice palace every year. Here in St. Paul. It covers 10 acres up by the state capitol, and it's 20 stories high, and it's vast inside, so that you walk in and down a hall and up the stairs.
Hello? Is anyone here? Can anybody hear me? Help! Help!
And you feel like you're gonna die. And then they send in a rescue dog, and you don't die. And that's what makes Christmas Christmas. You feel bad, and then you don't anymore. So Merry Christmas to you. If you don't have your Christmas cold yet, come see me after the show, and we'll take care of that. And Merry Christmas to you, Cratchit.
Yes, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Come on, say Merry Christmas, Tiny Tim. Come on, say it now.
Leave me alone.
Say it, you little twit, or I'll smack you one with your crutch.
Merry Christmas, anyone? There. Happy? Huh?
Merry Christmas, Doctor Uspenskaya.
You must rest. Stay here in your bed. Let me draw the drapes. You must not exert yourself. Your heart is too weak.
Oh, that's crazy. The heart is powerful. Come on. Especially at Christmas, it is. So, Merry Christmas.